Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we have a lot of great stuff to talk about. As always, there's always something to talk about when it comes to real estate. And this market is very active, as we've talked about many times and everything. And so basically, when you're looking at single family existing homes and everything, there were another 636 of them that sold last week. So again, if you're out there looking and you're thinking, you know, you can't buy a home, well, 636 people did it just last week. And the median price of a single family home is $359,500. So that's what it is. So, you know, it's like sometimes we get calls and people are looking to buy a home and they're saying that they want to spend $100,000. Well, with the median price that's right in the middle is at $359,500. There's not a lot of houses that are at that 100,000 range. Now, there are some, but they're probably a fixer-upper or they're very small and everything. So you just need to know that they're out there. And then the next thing is that somebody will say, hey, I'd like to get a foreclosure or a bank-owned property. And there were a whopping four of them last week, and that's it. So they're not very prevalent right now. They are out there, like I said, but not a whole lot of them. So they're out there. And then when you're looking at our inventory, it did increase 100. So it's at 2777 now. So basically we're still under a month's worth of inventory, but we're getting close to having a month. So that's basically what it is. So when you're looking at it, you know, it's like, it's very local to you. It's very local to the area that you want to purchase. The prices are local to the area that you want to purchase and the subdivisions and all those kinds of things. So you have to really look local. It's not, I mean, we're talking about Central Florida, which we're just talking about four of the counties, which is Lake Orange, Osceola, and Seminole is where these stats come from. And so if we added on Volusia, if we added on Polk, if we added on, you know, some of those other, some counties, if I could spit it out, right? If we were looking at some of those other counties, then the numbers would even be bigger. But basically, when it comes down to it, we're going to find a lot of times that the median and the price ranges and everything that's going on here is very, very similar in all of the counties. So when we're looking at this right here, there were 91 of those 636 that sold under 250,000. So remember, I told you that there are some lower priced homes, but not a whole lot of them. And all of those under 250, the list price was 197. The sale price was, the average sale price was 192. So basically, there was about $5,000 worth of room actually in those properties. So on average, that's what happened. When it came to the properties that were between 250 and 300, there were 101 that sold in that price range. 279.13 was the average list price. The average sale price was 274.632. So that comes out to $3,719 above asking. So just so you know, the bottom line is that there are definitely people paying more, but it's not a whole lot more. It's not like tens and hundreds of thousands more than asking price. It's, you know, basically in this case, it looked like it was about 1.5% or so. And then the price range between 300 and 400, there were 195. So again, about 100 for each 50,000. And the median price, the average final list price was 340. The average sale price was 344. So that was 4,200 above the asking price that price went for. Between 400 and 500,000, there were 109 properties that sold. Average list price was 436, and the average sale price was 441, which again was another 4,200 above the asking price. And then in the 500 to a million, the list price was 654,147, and the sale price was 653,932. So it was within $215 of the asking price. And then over a million, there were 20 properties that sold. Average price was 1.188 and average sale price was 1.937. So 50,000 off of the asking price. So when you're looking at the inventory again of all of those properties, you know, when it comes to over a million, there are 20 properties that sold and 298 on the market. So that's why there's a lot more room. And when you're looking at the 300 to 400,000, there were 195 houses that sold and 194 on the market. 250 to 300, there were 101 that sold and 99 on the market. So when you're looking at that, you know, you're obviously going to see that there's not a whole lot of room there and that kind of stuff to make that happen. And I totally misread those numbers, which is really bad. But I can correct it now. So there were 101 sales between 250 and 300, and the active listings was 266. So that's about 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks worth. And on the 300 to 400,000, there were 195 that sold and 608. So just over 3 weeks worth of inventory there. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So now, looking at the condos, townhouses, and villas, we've got a little bit to talk about there as well. And there were 241 that sold during the week. Remember, the houses was 636, so quite a bit less of condos. And the median price of those is 220 versus 359 of the single family houses. So people that are looking for less expensive things, sometimes they're going to go for a condo or a townhouse, but you have to look at what the fees are when it comes to those as well, because sometimes that can put it up to about the same price of what a single family home is. So you just have to look at all of the options and everything that comes along with that. And when you're looking at that, of those 241 that sold, 143 are under 250,000. And so we'll just look at that number and that kind of thing right now. Basically, there are, you know, 609 active listings on that. The median list price or the average list price was 167. The average sale price was 166. So when you're looking at that, it's only about $1,000 difference between the asking price and the sale price. So, and it's actually under what was asked. And it was a little bit under in all price ranges and everything. There were 40 that sold between 250 and 300, 43, 350 and 400, 9, 400 to 500, 500 to a million. There were 5 and over a million. There was only one. So basically, when you're looking at that, you know, in the condos, if you're looking at that lower end of the condos, that's where the majority of the sales are for those of you that really want to go ahead and spend a little bit more than the single family home. And one of the articles that I ran into this week that I thought was really interesting is that, you know, everybody's talking about there's no inventory and everything. And so what you're thinking in your mind is that the sellers are not moving and the sellers are not putting their house on the market. But that's not true. What this article is talking about is that it's saying that people are actually putting their homes on the market. They're just going faster. There are more buyers out there. And part of that is the interest rate. The interest rate went down again. And they're saying, you know, that some people are saying that, oh my gosh, you know, the interest rate's gonna skyrocket and all of that kind of stuff, which I believe it possibly can at some point. But at this point, it's not doing that. And so the interest rates are really good. So it's a good time for people to come in there and obviously go ahead and purchase. So, in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking a little bit about the inventory and how everybody's talking about out there, how there is no inventory. and everything. But the fact of the matter is, and like I just talked about, there were 600 and some people that bought a house last week. There were over 240 people that bought a condo. So that in the four counties of Osceola, Orange, Lake, and Seminole, that ends up to, you know, almost 850 or so houses that sold last week. And then, you know, coming up here in a week or so is going to be the end of the month, and then it's going to skyrocket and be even higher than that. So even though the inventory is extremely low, less than a month's supply, in my opinion, we do have a lot of property that only goes on and off the market pretty quickly. And when you're thinking of that, so the thing that happens in this market that is kind of a tragedy for me that I see is that people are putting them on the market and then they're taking them off like the next day. And I don't think that they're necessarily, you know, doing anybody any favors when they're doing that. Yes, you are getting offers very quickly, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get top dollar for your house if you take it off the market right away. So I have multiple examples of what we've done of not taking it off the market the first day and the first offer and everything that we get. Because my opinion is that you really need to give these houses a chance to really get an opportunity to get the most people through it, to get people bidding on it. And so you're going to get the most amount of money, right? And so I've got multiple examples of where we've done that. Sure, I've gotten offers on the properties right away because we've done great pictures, we've got people in there and all of that kind of thing. But when I wait and to make that decision, I find that we get a lot more money for the house than it just taking that first offer right off the bat. Because there is a lot of competition out there. And like I talked about, you know, that this year, when you're looking at the Florida single family homes, condos, and townhouses, they're saying it's not that people aren't putting it on the market. They're just not staying in inventory. And I'm not saying stay in inventory for a long time. I'm saying let's keep it on sometimes for a week, and we're going to be able to do that. And with a property that I just put under contract last week, we had that exact situation happen where I got an offer the first day and everything. And it was at list price. It was a cash offer. You know, everything looked great and everything on it. But I just felt like there were other people that definitely wanted to see it. You know, we were getting a lot of people that did want to do that. So we just held off. We said, you know, we appreciate the offer, but we've got a lot of activity. So if you can hang in there a few days, we would really appreciate it. And so then we got another cash offer, and then we got another offer. And it went on and on. And so then we went to do the highest and best. And it ends up that we were able to get $25,000 above the asking price. Now, this is on a $265,000 property. So that's a lot of money. That's a big increase in everything that we got on it. And that was only because of using our skill and to sit back and say, hey, let's really look at this. Let's figure out what's the best thing for everybody involved here and make it happen. And no one was coerced into paying more money or offering more money for the house. I mean, there definitely was competition out there. And so what we did is that we were able to make it so that you know, the highest and best offer came in, and we were able to do the best thing for the client. And then, you know, and we constantly do that consistently time and time again to make sure that the people are getting the most amount of money out of it. And so if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And then I was talking to somebody else. I was showing a buyer a house, and, you know, the person that was in there, that they were a tenant that was moving out, and they said, yeah, that house across the street, it went on the market, and they have a contract in one day. And they took it. And I'm like thinking, you know, that is not my cup of tea. That's not what I want to do. I mean, obviously, if that's what you want to do, is that you want to just have one person come in and do it. I mean, the seller is the ruler in this case. Everybody, when they're going to sell a house, They have what they want to accomplish in the sale of that house. That is the bottom line. And so if you as a seller want to take that first offer, then we're all for that. We don't have any problem with that. But most people want to get the most amount of money out of it or have other things that they want to do when they're selling their house. So I want to make sure that whatever your needs are is that that's what's happening. And so most of the people that we work with, they do want to get the highest amount of money out of it. And so in order to do that, you're not necessarily, like I said, going to take that first offer. So I just want to make sure that when we're working with people, that we're working with them in how they want to be worked with and get the needs met in what they want to do. And I think the biggest thing that happens in today's market is that the sellers are because that inventory is going so quickly, is that they're always concerned about where they're going to go. And so what we're able to negotiate in a lot of deals today, because that's what's most important to the seller, is that we're able to negotiate that they can actually, stay in their home after closing. And that is not the norm, but that is something that can be negotiated so that you can have time to actually get into that new place and take your time in doing it, and you're not so rushed and everything. So those things can happen. So our free report that we're offering today is how to avoid getting stuck with two homes or none at all, is basically what it is. So in order to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1022. Again, it's going to be too much information that we're not going to get to all of it today, but in just in case, I just want to make sure that you can get it if you want to. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address or your email address and we'll get it right off to you. So again, this free report that's how to avoid getting stuck with two homes or none at all is 833-535-8081, extension 1022. And as you know, that is the catch-22 when it comes to real estate, is people trying to figure out how they're going to manipulate this market so that they're not crazy, so that they get the highest amount that they can get, and they can have a new home that they're going to move into and not have to worry about everything. So it's a financial and emotional tightrope, and it's many that homeowners feel like they have to walk alone. However, when you're working with people like us that have specialized program that can eliminate the stress and worry associated with selling and buying another home. And that's really what this whole report goes into. And so it's there's different programs that are out there. There's programs that, if your house doesn't sell, that we can buy it, and we talk about that all the time. And then there's other programs that we can get you a loan that you can go ahead and you can get this loan. And so when you get the loan, you can move into your new house, and then you can actually have your house cleaned up a little bit, and maybe those little maintenance things that you never get to or whatever, they can be done so that your house can sell for top dollar too. So there's a lot of things that can be done, and having your house in move-in ready condition is absolutely where you're going to get the top dollar. So in order to get in touch with us, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I think is really important in today's market is actually the way that your home looks if you're going to get top dollar, because if it's in great shape and move-in ready, it might not be to everybody's taste in regards to what they're looking for. But if it is move-in ready, then you're going to get a lot more money for it than it isn't. And if there's little things that have been avoided or whatever, or that you haven't kept up on, it probably would pay to just have a handyman come in and probably for under $300 or $400, they're going to be able to fix a lot of little things that you have going on in your house that's going to make it stand out and look so much better. You know, I was showing a house the other day and the railings were loose on the when you were walking out, and they were actually unattached, you know, to the house. And as a result of that, I mean, it just made everybody, you know, it's like the first thing that you do is that you're touching that railing and it's wiggly and loose and the spindles aren't touching in the bottom, and you're like going, oh my gosh, what else am I going to run into? And then you looked around and there was, you know, some rust stains on some of the things that were outside. And so again, it wouldn't be that much to fix those kinds of things, but because they were looking that way, I mean, the property was actually, you know, like $800,000, and the people that were looking at it were like going, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to spend like $50,000 outside just to get it up to par. Now, when I talked to the homeowner about it, they thought that they were only gonna have to spend about, you know, $5,000 to get it up to par. But when you're talking about 10 times that amount for a buyer that's coming in there that really doesn't know. And these particular buyers were from out of town, so it made it even stronger because they're comparing, you know, what they're seeing here to what they're comparing to where they live, which is a completely different animal and everything in regards to the way that the construction is and all of those kinds of things and the things that have to stand out and everything. So when you're coming down here and you're looking at it, you know, that picture has to be really good for people for you to get top dollar. And there was another buyer that I was working with, and they wanted to tell the homeowner how great they loved their house and they thought that it was a great fixer-upper. And the seller took big offense to that because they did not feel that their house was a fixer-upper. But in reality, it was. There were a lot of things that, you know, their dog, they had a dog and the dog had scratched along the back door, you know, going out, like they wanted to go out. And so they were scratching and it was bare wood right there. So it wouldn't have been much, you know, for the homeowner to sand that and to paint it and everything like that. But as a result of it, you know, it's like everybody else is looking at it as a fixer-upper and they're gonna discount the price and everything like that. So basically, when you're doing it, you know, and getting your house ready to sell, you have to look at it from a buyer's eyes and not from your eyes. And we all kind of get blinded by that because it's the same thing that we see day in and day out. So the first thing that you want to do is you actually want to walk through. And one of the things that you could do is that you can take pictures yourself of the property and see what it looks like, but not just necessarily like far up pictures, but you want to look at the pictures with a fine-tooth comb. And that's where you know, it's like you're going to get your best ideas for decluttering and depersonalizing. Because when you actually see all the things and everything that's there, then you're going to know that what you have to do in order to get it to be that much better or a little bit better or whatever. And so it's a great thing to do is to just go through everybody's phones today have got great cameras on them for the most part. So you just snap a few pictures and then you look at them and you go, oh my gosh, I didn't notice that that was sitting there or that that was that way or whatever. And so it's a really good thing for you to do to get your house ready to sell when you're ready to sell it. And like I said, it doesn't have to take you a lot of time, and a lot of times a handyman can do it for a lot less money than you're thinking that they can. And you know, all of us are busy. We have a lot of things going on, and so sometimes it just makes sense to hire somebody to do those things so that you don't have to worry about it and it's done. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the first thing is to plan ahead, like I said. And so, you know, getting somebody in there that can do it, or just getting somebody in there like myself that can go through and just can tell you, hey, looking at the house, this looks great. This is something that you need to do. This is something that you don't need to do. But, you know, some people are really handy and they can do that stuff really easily. And then there's others that can't. So, like I said, it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to get some of these little things fixed that are going to make a big difference in the way that everything looks at to everyone else. So you want to maximize that curb appeal. I mean, so many times I'm out there with a buyer and we've got these plans to go to these houses and we get there and the first, you know, it's like many times they're just like, I don't even want to go in because they see the outside of the house and they see the way that that looks. And maybe the landscaping is a little bit wonky or something like that. And they just don't want to go there. So there's sometimes where they go and they don't like the neighborhood. And obviously that's nothing you can change. But there are things that you can change to make sure that you've got it the best foot forward that you can do. So you want to make sure that, you know, you've got that front entranceway is nice and inviting and clean, and that you've got, maybe you're going to put some flowers out there or something. You've redone your mulch, you know, your grass is cut, you know, all those simple kind of things that makes a big difference. The other thing that you want to pay attention to very much is kitchens and bathrooms. Those are the things that primarily sell houses. One of the things that I read this week, though, that people are looking for is they are looking for offices in homes. They're not asking for as much as close to home, but they are asking for offices in homes because people do work from home more now than ever. But they're still very interested in the kitchens and bathrooms. The number of them is one thing that's really a big thing, but they want to make sure that, you know, you want to make sure that the floors are clean, that the countertops are clear, that you've replaced outdated hardware. Make sure that everything is clean. I mean, that goes a really, really long way. So you want to make sure that you do that. And you also want to appeal to all the senses when people are coming in. So basically, you know, it's like how a house smells is very, very important. So you want to make sure that you're in tune with that as well. You want to make sure that you show off the home's best features. So if you've got hardwood floors, you want to make sure that they shine and that they look good and everything. And you want to pull back the drapes to showcase the nice views. You want to make sure that light is coming in. You know, we live in Central Florida, and when you live here, sometimes you think, you know, you've got enough sun, you don't need to let it all in. But when you're selling your house, you're going to let it all in because that's what people are looking for. And, you know, the banks, they actually take down the blinds. They take down any window treatments that are there. Number one, because if somebody takes them, they don't want to worry about it. But the main reason that they do that is because they want to let the light in and that there's a lot of natural light coming in, because people are looking for that when they're going to purchase a home. So you want to make sure that you definitely have that done. And that's a really big thing that you want to do, is have the windows and everything clean and that you've got them open. And then you want to, you know, make sure that your outdoor space is really looking nice too, in the backyard by the pool if you've got one, or if you've, you know, just even if you've got the grass, that it's cut and looks nice. And a lot of people are looking for fenced yards. A lot of people have pets and animals, and that's another big thing that they're looking for. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about different things that you want to do to stage your home to make sure that you've got your best foot forward. And basically, you need to know that even if the color and everything that you have in there is not to everybody's taste, if you are repainting, what you're going to want to do is pick a color that's going to be neutral, that people feel like they can come in and move in. And, you know, that if you're putting new flooring down, that it's neutral enough that anybody can do what they want to do, or at least live with it for a while. And that's the main thing that they need to do. So if you do have carpeting and you're not going to replace it, I mean, you definitely want to make sure that you have got that as good as it can be. You know, have a good cleaner come in and make sure that it's as clean as it can be. Many times we're finding that they need to be stretched. So it's kind of hard sometimes to find people to stretch them. But if you can get that done, then that's a huge thing that you want to do as well. So basically, when it comes down to it, you want to make sure that you've got your best foot forward when you're going to sell your home. I mean, that's the thing that you definitely want to do. And like we were talking about, cleanliness is number one. Having the little things fixed that are not hard to fix. Like, for example, you know, a lot of wall switches, and I don't know how they happen, but they get cracks in them. And so they don't look very good. Now, those wall switches are $1 or so to replace, and maybe they're a little bit more, but they're like $1, and the amount of time that it takes is less than 5 minutes. So if you change the wall plates just so that they didn't have the cracks in them, and sometimes they're faded by the sun, it's really not a big deal, but it makes a big difference in the way that your home looks and the way that it looks like you've taken care of it and all of those kinds of things. So you definitely want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward when you're going to sell your home. And if you're a buyer, I mean, I'm sure you can attest to it. You know, it's like that you go in there and you can tell the houses that the people really took care of. And then there's the houses that they didn't necessarily not take care of them, but they didn't pay attention to the little details. And so when you look at it, you go, oh, I've got to do this, 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 and this. And moving is enough. So you're going to pick another house or pay more for a house that's in much better shape, the appearance-wise anyway, than the other one, just because of the way that it looks and what you feel that you need to do. So it's really important to put your best foot forward if possible. And I know, you know, it's like I talked to other agents, they're like, well, I asked them to do this, this, and this, and they didn't do it. And the thing is that you didn't do it probably because you haven't done it up until then, because A, you didn't know about it, or B, you didn't have time for it or whatever. So that's what I'm saying, that you can hire somebody to do it for a very low amount of money usually. You know, the big projects, not so much, but you can usually hire somebody for not that much money to make things happen. And so we're totally happy to help you find those people if that's what you want to do, or, you know, just give you the advice in regards to what should be done or not be done. But the obvious things that are out there are, when you're walking into the house and something feels loose or something like that, people are going to notice it and they're going to do it. And if you've got a drawer or a door that's hanging to the side, they're going to notice it, I guarantee it. And so you definitely want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, because you're going to get that done. And you don't have to do it alone is my big message today. We'll definitely, you know, help you find the kind of people that you need to in order to make that happen. And one thing that, you know, switching gears here a little bit, is that I have some tips here for buying a vacation home. There are a lot of people that come in town and they do want to consider and look at buying a vacation home. And when they're looking at it, you know, you have to, first of all, figure out, you know, how you're going to use it. Some people have different goals when it comes to that in regards to, they want to have an investment and have a pure amount of investment money coming in for it. Other people are looking at it that they want to have a place where they can come and their family can come and they don't have to worry about who else is there or anything like that. And they know what's happened to it that whole time. And so they just want to have a place where they can come and have that second home. And then there's others that want to have it for them and their friends and those kinds of things as well. So when you're looking at it, you first of all need to figure out how you're going to use it. The next thing you have to look at is you have to evaluate the locations and figure out, you know, what it is that you're looking for in that. You might want to look at as well what's going on with the zoning in regards to if you're able to rent it out if you want to, or if you're not able to. Long-term or short-term, there's usually, in our area, there's different communities that definitely you can't rent out short-term. And so you might want to know that before you purchase it. I know a lot of people, a couple of years ago especially, they were saying, hey, I want to get a house for an Airbnb and I want to go into this neighborhood. And I'm like going, you're not going to be able to. I said, you can do what you want to, but it's against the rules here. And so you just need to know that. So you can go in with your eyes wide open is what you definitely need to do. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So another thing that you want to do if you're getting a vacation home is that you want to talk to an accountant, because you want to know, you know, what your tax implications and everything are on that, if you're going to be getting money in and that kind of thing on the home. So that's another thing that you might want to consider. And then you also want to make sure that you are looking, you know, that you've got everything lined up. So if you are going to rent it out, that you've got the proper management in place, that you know what your plan is in regards to marketing the property and what you can expect and everything. So there's a lot of things that go into play when you're looking for that vacation home. So if you have any questions on it, you know, obviously give us a call and we're more than happy to help you. But it's that time of the show where we're going to talk about a couple of listings and things that are out there. And we've got a couple of condos that we're going to be talking about here today. One of them is in downtown Orlando. It's actually only a half a block away from the Dr. Phillips Center. So it's a great location right there. And, you know, it kind of borders along the 408. It's right along there on South Street. And that property, it's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo for $166,000. So it's a great buy when it comes to that. It's on the ground floor. It comes with two parking spots. They're both in a parking garage that's right next to it, one of it on the second floor and one of them on the eighth floor. So there's a lot of good things that you can just walk to right there, but you do have a place to park. So all of that is included. And so again, it's a two bedroom, two bath for $166,000. And then we have another condo that is in Celebration. It's a two bedroom, two bath condo, and it's for $250,000. It's actually on the second floor above the shops, but there's nobody on either side of it. So you have a business underneath you, but you don't have anything else, and it's not anything wild. It's more like an office building as opposed to, you know, having anything going on late at night or anything like that. But it has a balcony on the front and a balcony on the back. So you've got lots of places to go outside and lots of great things that are happening there. And so that one is $250,000. And again, that's a two bedroom, you know, two bath. Actually, that one is a three bedroom, two bath property. And so that's for $250,000. So just notice that there. So if you're, in order to get in touch with us, give us a call at 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.